Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen, amen. It is a new season and a new day, and we give God all the praise, honor, and glory for his presence with us. Welcome, everyone, again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we are excited about all that God is doing in and through us, through New Season Ministries, as well as through these broadcasts, and also through you as our listening audience, those of you that keep us lifted up in prayer, as we keep you lifted up in prayer. God is a great and mighty, awesome God. And so we just thank God tonight and give him all the praise. Tonight, you have tuned in to our sweet hour of prayer. It is a time in which we, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, come together with our ministers and be able to lift up our nation, our communities, our families, our churches in prayer, because we know that prayer changes not some things, but prayer changes everything. And we thank God just for the opportunity to be able to share in this corporate prayer. But before we get started tonight, we're going to go ahead as we do and usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. And tonight I want to share with you a song by Charles Jenkins, and what he declares, that my God is an awesome God. Listen and be blessed.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship.
If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on, heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. You know he's been good to you. Testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on.
My God.
Verse 2.
Savior
of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes. I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Listen. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. Has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You said, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you said,
he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He can move mountains.
He can move
mountains. Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh, my God is.
My God is all.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Amen, amen. We celebrate the awesomeness of our God. Oh, yes, because he is truly a keeper. He's a provider. He's a healer. Has he ever delivered you? Has he ever kept you from danger seen and unseen? Has he ever provided for you when there was more months than there was money? Oh, come on, talk to me, somebody. Has he ever made a way for you out of no way when you didn't know which way that you were going to turn? But God showed up and showed out with his miracle working power and was able to sustain you and keep you. And oh, my God, don't y'all get me started up in here tonight. Oh, our God is truly, truly an awesome God, and we thank God and give him all the praise. We're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace and prayer, and then we're going to open our lines up with our prayer warriors. We thank God for each and every one of you, Minister Hilton Britt, Minister Gretchen Manley, Elder Maddie Green, my husband and I. We're getting ready to go and through the throne of grace in prayer, corporate prayer. The word of God said we're there but two gathered together in his name. Oh, you can ask anything according to his will, and it shall be done. So we just give God the praise. Bow your heads with me, please. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we give God all the honor and praise and glory for you tonight, Lord God. We thank you for your presence with us. We thank you that indeed you are a miracle-working God. We know, Lord God, that all we have to do is just bring our petitions and our prayers to you, Father God. And you are a good, good Father. You're concerned about that which concerns us, Lord God. You're concerned, Heavenly Father, Lord God, on a level that's individual as well as collectively, Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for choosing us for such a time as this. We thank you, Lord God, for loving your children, Lord God, and we give you all the praise and all the honor and glory. I ask, Lord God, that every man and woman, boy, girl that's on this line tonight, Lord God, that you just bless them and meet them at whatever point of need they have, Father God. I pray for our prayer warriors, Lord, that you anoint them afresh, Lord God. Give them clarity of mind and understanding, Lord God, to be able to speak forth your word, to stand in the gap as intercessors for our churches, our nation, our families, our communities. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because there is so much that we need to be in prayer for. So, Lord, we take this time and pray that you receive it and honor it as unto yourself, O Father. Yes, we give you all the praise, and we give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. We're going to ask our prayer warriors if they will begin by sharing a scripture regarding prayer, a brief word regarding prayer through your scripture, and then go ahead as the Holy Spirit leads you to lift up prayers. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you. So we're going to start off tonight with Minister Hilton Britt, praise God, followed by Minister Gretchen Manley, and then Elder Maddie Green. Then my husband and I will go ahead and close out the hour with prayer. Thank you again. Hallelujah. Praise God. So at this time, we're going to bring to the studio Minister Hilton Britt. Minister Hilton, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Praise the Lord. Thank you for this opportunity to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for the people of God through the word
Amen.
Of God,
Thank
through the word of prayer.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
I just want to thank the Lord. I just got to thank the Lord for his goodness and for his faithfulness, for his grace and his mercy, his loving kindness
yes.
to me and my family as I reflect
yes,
upon the goodness of the Lord throughout my own personal life, on my own personal level, how the Lord has brought us, how the Lord has preserved and kept us, how the Lord has provided for us,
yes.
how the Lord has shown himself
yes.
to be faithful to us through danger seen and not seen, his goodness
mm-hmm.
and his grace and mercy abounding toward us.
Yes.
Oh, we give you glory, Lord Jesus. We give you honor.
Yes.
We give you praise. We just want to thank you, Lord, because you are an awesome God, and you've been so faithful
yes.
to us. And we want to acknowledge that, oh God, before
yes.
the world and before your people, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're so grateful.
Yes.
We're so grateful. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians
Amen.
4 and 18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen
yes.
is temporal, but what is unseen is eternal. Oh, Lord, we
yes.
thank you, Lord, that you are the living God, oh, Lord, that you have sent your word in the form, Father God, in the form of your Son, the beloved Lord Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, into this earth realm, oh, God, to bring forth a people, oh, Lord, for your own purpose and for your own possession, to reconcile us back to the Father God, oh, Lord, to
yes.
show your
yes.
great love and your great mercy and your great faithfulness, oh, Lord, to your people, oh, God, to as many as received him, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You have given the power,
yes.
the ability, oh, God, to be made the manifested sons and daughters of the Most High God in this earth realm, oh, God. Wherein you are overlapping,
yes.
O Lord, heaven and earth, O Lord, by the power of your holy word to your people, O God. We thank you, Lord,
yes.
that you sent your word forth to bring healing into our lives, O God. And your grace and mercy, O Lord, is made perfect even in our weakness. So no matter what we are going through as a people, blessed are
yes.
the people whose God is the Lord, for he is the living God. He is the living
yes.
God, and his words are faithful, hallelujah, and his words are
yes.
true. His words are never failing, but they are always prevailing. So we stand in the place of faith, fully trusting, standing upon the promises of our God and of our King. He has already given us again the very best that he had to offer when he sent the Lord Jesus Christ into this earth realm to break all the powers of darkness, hell, and the grave and death. And his word
yes.
is yet abiding, a living word, present within every born-again believer by the power of the Holy Spirit who is resident within us. Oh,
yes,
we must
Lord.
Stand and declare the word of God to our circumstances and to our situations, standing
yes,
in faith,
yes.
because faith, hallelujah, is the victory that overcomes this world. Beloved, we
yes.
all... In this world, we will have challenges. We will have tribulation. But the Lord Jesus said, rejoice and be glad because I have
yes.
overcome and I have made you to be overcomers, more than conquerors
Amen.
In the beloved. So we thank you,
yes.
Lord Jesus, that we as your
yes.
people are standing upon the reality and the validity of your word, not looking to the natural. But we're looking to the supernatural, that which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, but neither
yes.
has entered into the heart of man, those things that the Father God has prepared for us, but he's given them to us by his word, by the promise of his
yes.
word. For it is impossible
yes.
for God to lie. Heaven, he exalts
yes.
his word above his holy name. He exalts his
yes.
word above his holy name. If God has
yes.
declared a thing to your heart, to your mind, to your human spirit, by the power of his Holy Spirit, we stand upon that promise. For it
yes.
will come to pass. It will
yes.
come to pass. Remember the
yes.
promise he gave to Abraham about Isaac. Abraham was 75 years old when the promise came, when he spoke that word to him. He waited 25
yes.
years. near 100 before the promise was manifested, but God brought forth his word. So it is with us in our lifetimes. God will establish his word in us. He is always at work to do his will and to see it manifested in our hearts and minds and in our lives. Amen.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you that we, your people, are standing fully trusting, relying upon your word. We look to you, Lord Jesus. We look to the heavens, oh God. We look to you who have spoken your word, and we are holding fast to it. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have reconciled us to the Father God and the Father God to our hearts and minds and to us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we are your people, called by your name, the sheep of your pasture, oh God. And again, that you are watching over your word to perform it in our lives. We come against, oh Lord, the principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in the heavenly realms, oh God. We call them down from their high places, oh Lord. We break, oh Lord, every dark thing, oh God, that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ Jesus, oh Lord. We draw near to you, Lord, hungering and thirsting after your righteousness, oh Lord, that we, oh Lord, might put upon your character. We might put upon the mind of Christ, the heart of Christ, and be led fully by your Holy Spirit and not the spirit of this world system, oh Lord, that we be not conformed, oh God, to this world. We love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, because all that is in the world, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, O Lord, and the lust of the flesh, O Lord, is not from the Father God, but is of the world. This world is passing away quickly. We are seeing it right before our eyes. So, Lord, we delight, O God, in you and in your character, in your heart and in your mind, and we put upon Christ Jesus. We put upon the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, living and dwelling in the midst of us. So we allow the Holy Spirit to have preeminence in our hearts and in our minds, that we might think your thoughts, that we might speak your words, that we might walk soberly, O Lord, guarding our hearts, guarding our minds, O Lord, fully focused, O Lord, upon what hour and the significance of the day and age that we are living in. We do not sleep as those, O Lord, who are not aware, O Lord, of what you are doing in this earth realm, O God. You have called us, O Lord, to separate ourselves from this world, Lord, to live, Lord, soberly, to live focused, O God, O Lord, that we might see and be led by the Holy Spirit. Our eyes are open. We're not asleep, Lord. We're aware. We're aware as a people of God that you are moving, Lord, in this earth realm, and that your will is being accomplished and established no matter what is going on round about us. Darkness is covering the world. Tribulation is covering the world. But be of good cheer, people of God. The Lord's word is manifesting itself. We pray, O Lord, again for the families, O Lord. We pray, Lord, for the people of God, Lord. First and foremost, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we're not raised up for calamity or destruction. We're not raised up for the curse, but we're raised up to be blessed and to be a blessing. For you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, O God, O Lord, and your blessing, O Lord, flows down, Lord, from one generation to the next, O God. Therefore, that is why we stand in the place of, in the position of righteousness, O God, by faith, Lord, seeing your will accomplished in us, that we might pass on, O Lord, the legacy of faith and the word of God to our sons and daughters, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you watch over your word in us and through us, and it flows down through our families, Lord, to preserve and keep them safe from all evil and harm, from all alarm, O Lord, that you will watch over your word in the lives of our sons and daughters, O God, giving your angels charge over them, and they're going out and they're coming in, to raise them up, O Lord, that they might walk in the high places of the earth, Lord, to walk in wisdom, to walk in righteousness, to walk in truth, to walk in the reverential fear of the Lord, their God, Lord, that they know you, that they honor you as their God and as their King, as their portion in the strength of their lives, O God. We thank you, Lord, that we guard our families, O Lord, by the spirit of prayer, by the blood of the Lamb, and by, O God, the word of life which you have given us to declare over them and to them, and that your word, O Lord, will not fail, O Lord. It will not fall to the ground. We thank you,
yes,
Lord, that we as husbands love our wives, O Lord, and honor them as the weaker vessel, O Lord. We thank you that wives, O Lord, will submit themselves to their own husbands, O God, as unto the Lord, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we will walk in one accord as one flesh, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, O
yes,
Lord, that your will and your purposes will be accomplished in the lives of your people, O God, in this season, O Lord. And we call out, O Lord, that your strong hedge will again protect and preserve the people of God, O Lord. We pray for the
yes,
lost, O Lord, that in the midst of the shaking that is going on in the earth, O Lord, that, Lord, that their eyes will be opened, O Lord, that their hearts, O Lord, will hunger and thirst, Lord, not after the world, but that they will know, Lord, that there is a God in the heavens above who created all humanity, O Lord, and that God, O Lord, sent his son into this earth realm to reconcile and to redeem them unto yourself, Lord, Father God.
Yes.
And that they will turn away from, Lord, darkness. They will turn away from wickedness and evil, Lord. That they'll turn away, O Lord, from, O Lord, the God of this world, and bow the knee unto you, Lord Jesus, and humble themselves and repent, Lord, and hunger after the truth of your word, Lord, and that you might save them, Lord. In the name of
yes,
Jesus, we pray, O Lord. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done and all that you're yet doing in our lives and in the lives of your people, Lord. We thank you that mm-hmm, you're bringing forth a people, Lord, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, a people who are hungry and thirsty, O Lord, for you, Lord Jesus, and not for the things of this world, Lord.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, to stand in these evil days, Lord. Help us to hold fast to the truth of your word. We bless your holy name, Lord Jesus. We give honor and glory to you continually, thanking you again, Lord, for all that you are and all that you've done and all that you will do. We worship
yes,
you in spirit. We worship you in truth, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Minister Hilton, for that prayer, hallelujah, as you have covered in the name of Jesus, the families and communities and all of the things that are impacting us in this world. And yes, with prayer, that sense of urgency to, again, we must be in prayer. Prayer, oh yes, yes, the effectual prayer of the righteous certainly availeth much. And we thank God for the power in our prayers and in corporate prayers. So thank you so much, time out this evening to be able to be on this prayer call. We give God all the praise and glory. Hallelujah. And thank God for you. Next, we're going to ask Minister Gretchen Manley. Praise God. And then following Sister Gretchen Manley, we're going to ask Elder Maddie Green to lead us in prayer. So Sister Gretchen Manley, praise God. Minister Manley, go right ahead. Hold on. What? Go right ahead, please. You are now in the studio.
Good evening. Good evening, Pastor Lisa,
evening.
Pastor Jasper. Praise
good
God
evening.
For you. Thank God for you. Giving honor to God. And also I want to thank our brother Hilton for that wonderful prayer. I also have a heart for the lost, and I appreciate that he also was led to do that also. My scripture comes from 2 Peter 3:9, and it thus reads, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." And I believe
yes,
that it's God's desire that we and those of us who know God to pray for those who are far off from him, that he does want them. I know many of you, like myself, you may have been praying for a long time for a friend, a relative, a child, a spouse. But I ask you this evening that you continue to hold forth that hope and that prayer and knowing that Father God does not want them to perish. And so that's my prayer tonight, and I pray that you would join me in this prayer. Father God, yes. You are building your church throughout this world. The kingdom of darkness and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We do not wrestle mm-hmm. against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in the lives of our loved ones, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. We use the yes. powerful weapons of the word of God, prayer, and fasting to pull down every stronghold that hinders them from knowing you, Lord. We come against Satan and all his tactics that keep them from receiving the gospel. We use the yes. spiritual armor that you have provided to combat the enemy. We will put on the yes. belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness and stand with yes. a sure-footed stability because we have the gospel of peace. Above all, yes. we take the shield of faith and stand against the fiery darts of the evil one. We also take yes. the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, yes. praying always yes. with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit for these lost souls. Father God, yes. you said that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers mm-hmm. are few. Since you yes. are in charge of the harvest, Lord, send us as laborers to them. Let us be lights to this world, a city set yes. on a hill that cannot be yes. hid. As we go yes. forth, Lord, prepare us to be living sacrifices for your kingdom. Also, Lord, as yes. you send us, we pray that we go in the power of your Spirit, so it is not yes. by our might or by our power that we go, Father, but it is by your power, Father God. We pray Amen. That our speech, our preaching, be not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but be in the demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God. We also Amen. Pray that we will preach and teach the kingdom of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ with confidence yes. and boldness, Amen. Father God. Mm-hmm. As you send us mm-hmm. to them, Father God, we ask that you would pray. We pray, Father God, that you will open up their eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Send them from yes, darkness Lord. To light, from the power yes. of Satan to the power of God, so that they might yes. receive forgiveness of sins and the inheritance which yes. is sanctified by the faith that is in you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, Hallelujah. We pray that you will open the great door to these souls that stand against the many adversaries of the gospel. We pray, Father God, you will open these doors that would allow us to speak the gospel of Jesus Christ, Father God. Open a door for us, Father God. Lord, we ask that you open an effectual door by producing many signs and wonders by your hands amongst them, Father God, as you said in Acts 5:12. Yes. As children of God, we yes. pray that you make us strong and do exploits. Lord God, we know that you're able. Hallelujah. You're an able
yes.
God. You are able to do
yes.
exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the
yes.
power that works in us. Thus we ask that
yes.
you make a way out of no way, Father God. You make a way out
yes.
of the wilderness for them and lift them up with your countenance upon them and give them peace, Father God. Hallelujah,
yes.
the peace of God.
Hallelujah.
We pray that you put
Hallelujah.
Your spirit within them, Father God, taking
yes.
out their stone hearts and give them a heart
yes.
of flesh that may walk
yes.
in your statutes. Keep
yes,
your ordinances
Lord.
Do them as they would have them, but you would have them to do, Father God. Lord,
yes.
we pray that
yes.
you would circumcise their hearts, Father God, that they will
Thank
love you.
You,
Father God. We pray that they will know the truth. Father, you said when you know the truth shall set them
yes.
free. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
You came to this
yes.
earth, Father God, to seek and to save that which is lost. Well, I thank
yes.
you, Lord, for seeking and finding us, Father. So call them
yes.
out of darkness into your marvelous light, Father
yes.
God. Open
yes,
their hearts
Lord.
So that they will pay attention to the preaching of the
yes.
gospel of Jesus Christ. Let them understand
yes,
what you meant when you said, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the
yes.
kingdom of God. Lord, we know
yes.
that you are not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So grant them
yes.
repentance and a knowledge of
yes.
the truth so that they may
yes.
Take, Father God, snare of the devil. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We pray they will obey the gospel, your death, burial, and resurrection by obeying Acts 2:38, by repenting, being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sins and receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gives them utterance. You declared in the last days that you would pour out your Spirit on all flesh. So we know this promise includes those lost souls. Yes, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Oh, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are asking you, Father God, to save these lost souls from the fiery hell. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep on praying for our loved ones. Keep on praying for your neighbors. Keep on praying for your friends. Keep on praying for those you may not even know. For God is God Almighty, and he will not let anyone in Jesus Christ and be lost forever. Father, we thank you, and we praise your holy name. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank God for you, and thank God for that prayer. Minister Gretchen Manley, yes, we must pray ye one for another. And no matter what the circumstances or situation may look like in someone else's life, oh, remember Jesus Christ, he came and he saved us while we were yet, hallelujah, while we were yet sinners, praise God. And so all we need to do, God hears and he answers our prayers, even those that might look like, oh, the situation might be difficult. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep praying, as my sister Minister Gretchen shared. Keep praying for lost loved ones, because the word of God said it is his will that not any be lost. Not any be lost, but all will come to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Minister Gretchen, for that prayer. Praise God. Tonight, also, too, we'd like time, Minister and Elder Maddie Green, praise God. Elder Maddie Green, we thank God for each one of you being on the line tonight. Elder Maddie Green, go right ahead, please. Good evening.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
I'll be coming from give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Give honor and absent. My pastor, give honor to Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst and the two powerful ministers who have gone before me and others. I'll be coming from a familiar chapter of Colossians, the first chapter, beginning at the 9th verse. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patient and long-suffering, with joyfulness. Our Heavenly Father, I come unto thee as almost I know how. Coming to thee, Lord Jesus, I want to say thank you, God, for it was
you,
dear God, your mercy and your grace that saved us, that delivered us, that brought us out of bondage into your marvelous light. And God, I want to say thank you. Thank you, dear God, for it was you, dear God, that taught us that we need to pray ye one for another and love one for another with a purified heart. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to purify the hearts of men and women, those who are leaders, those who are rulers, those who are king, those widowers, as well as the fatherless, the poor and needy. Oh, God, have mercy, dear God. Purify our heart that we desire you more than the earthly things, that we desire to be with you, dear God. But most of all, we desire to know who you are fully in the excellence of your knowledge. Oh, God, have mercy. If it had not been for your love, if it had not been for the blood that you shed on the cross for the remission of our sins, we would have been lost. Yes. So, dear God, teach us how to forgive one another as Christ has forgiven us. Teach us how to love more abundantly like you did for us. Teach us that we need to reach out to those people who are unkind, those people who are mean, those people who are spiteful, and love them with the love of God. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we ask you, dear God, that we continue to pray, not only lifting up our family. Don't be selfish, but lift up all families in this world, dear God. And we pray for them that the unity of love and the bondage of peace will come together in their homes and most of all in their hearts and their mind. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying also for the little children. You said, suffer little children to come unto me. Forbear them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Dear God, we instead of leaving our children at home, dear God, give us a mind of purity, of knowledge, that we have allowed them to come with us to the house of God so they can learn who Jesus Christ is instead of them letting them be slothful and stay at home. Oh, God, have mercy. Teach us how to stand up for righteousness and not allow the pollution of the world to come into our hearts, to come into our families, to come into our churches, to come into our nations, to come into our leaders. Help us to stand up and pray without ceasing. Rejoice evermore and give thanks in everything. Oh, God, have mercy. Lead us and guide us, dear God, to continue to be the people who you have called in the last and evil day, to be workmanships, that we're going to be workmanship for the true gospel and not for the worldly gospel that the enemy is trying to fool the world, thinking that they can do everything they need to do in the world and forget who Jesus Christ is. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lead us down a path of righteousness for thy name's sake. Strengthen us, Lord Jesus, by thy power. Lift us up, dear God, when we are being attacked. And use the shield of faith against every word that enemy tried to block us. Oh, God, have mercy. And God, we want to say thank you. For it was you that keeps us going when we feel like we are weak and worn and weary. For in doing well, doing service for you, you said we can stand up and faint not. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we ask you, dear God, to be with the leaders and be with the countrymen, that they will learn how to rule the way that you asked them to rule according to the word of God, that you will stand up in Jesus' name and not be afraid to use his name, but use it with the authority that he has given us. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, lead us and guide us, dear God, in the marriages, Lord Jesus. Stand up for what the word says. There are many difficulties you're going to go through in different situations. And just because it happened to one, you got to still stand on the word of God and teach them that they have to still love when they look like there is no love at all. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, continue to strengthen the pastors and the teachers, the evangelists and prophets, that we continue on and stand ye therefore the way that God have us to stand. Be steadfast, immovable, and abound in the works of the Lord, that we know that your name going to be glorified and that your name is going to be edified in the churches and in our families and wherever we may be and go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Elder Maddie Green, for that powerful prayer. Yes, we must continue as we are praying for our families and communities and not, as Maddie Green, Elder Green has said, not be selfish, but to know that we are called to stand in the gap for those, even those that don't know how to pray. There are those that don't know how to pray. And so we are called as the children of the Most High God to be able to be, as the word of God says, that salt that doesn't lose its savor. We've got to be about our Father's business and be about keeping those lifted up in prayer. Hallelujah. Those that don't know the Lord, and even those that do, we must keep them lifted in prayer. So we give God the praise. Amen and amen and amen. At this time, praise God, I'm going to just ask if everyone, I'm going to share a scripture with you that the Lord has laid on my heart tonight. And I'm coming from actually James, the book of James, chapter 5. And it is verses 13 through 17. And it reads, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, hallelujah, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." Confess, my brothers and sisters, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed, because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give you praise tonight. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you in prayer, Father God. Yes, knowing, Lord, according to your word, that we must pray for one another. According to your word, Lord God, we know the power of prayer, that prayer can literally move mountains. Prayer changes things. That, Lord God, you say men ought not sometimes, but we must always pray. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for leaning over, Lord God, the banisters of heaven, Father God, as we've come together tonight, Lord God, and that we have your ear, Lord God, as we've lifted up these prayers and supplications unto you, Father. We just give you all the praise to know that you hear our prayers and know that you answer our prayers, Father God. As, Lord God, you have commanded that we pray for one another, I lift up, Lord God, every man and woman, boy and girl that's on this line tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray and lift up the family of Minister Gretchen Manley, Father God. I pray for her, Lord God. I pray that you just wrap your loving arms around her, Heavenly Father, that you meet every need that she may have, Lord God. Bless her marriage, Father God. Bless her sons, Lord God, her daughter-in-laws, extended family members, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you meet her whatever need that she may have, Heavenly Father. Continue, Lord God, to raise her up for such a time as this, Lord God, using her, Heavenly Father, to help to advance your kingdom, Father, here in this earth, Lord God. Wrap your loving arms around the Father. Protect her, keep her safe, Father God, from all the attacks of the evil one, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for manifesting your healing power over her from the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that you continue to use her vocal cords, Lord, to speak forth your word, Heavenly Father, to the masses, Lord God, that as she goes forth to let this dying world know that we serve a living Savior whose name is Jesus Christ, Father. Continue to keep her in all of your ways, Father God. I lift up the family of Minister Hilton Britt to you, Father God. I pray, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to strengthen him, continue to keep him, to continue, Lord God, to watch over him and his family, and him and his wife, Lord God. Protect them and keep them safe. Manifest your healing power throughout their physical bodies, Lord, from the crown of their heads down to the soles of their feet, Lord God. Meet them at every name of Jesus. Continue to raise him up, Lord God, to be able, Lord God, to do your will, Lord God. Thank you for the call that you have upon his life, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that you grant him, Lord God, your grace and your mercy, Lord God, to be able to walk in everything that you've called forth for him to do, Lord God, as you strengthen him, Lord God, as he goes forth to help advance your kingdom, Father, here in this earth. Everything that he pours out to others, Lord God, pour back into him, and I, Lord God, 100-fold, Lord God. We thank you for him, and thank you for his family, Lord God. We lift his son up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you continue to mold him and shape him into the young man of God that you will have for him to be, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, as these prayers go out over these airwaves, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you bless every family, Heavenly Father, that's represented on this line tonight, Father God. We lift up Elder Maddie Green to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and speak healing unto her physical body, Father, from the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Wrap your loving arms around her, Heavenly Father, Lord God, to provide her with that peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the manifestation of your healing power over every cell, nerve, tissue, organ, bone, joint, and system of her life, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to allow her, Father, to be raised up for a time such as this, Lord God. We thank you for that spirit of Esther that's upon her, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you strengthen her, that you keep her, Lord God, that you manifest, Lord God, your power and your anointing upon her, Father God, as she goes forth to minister, Lord God, your word to your people, Father God. We lift the Gloria as well, Lord God. White Hurst, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for her family, her sons, her daughters, grandchildren, Lord God, as well as we pray for the other sons, daughters, and grandchildren of Elder Maddie Green, Lord God. We lift them up to you, Father God. Lord, save their souls, those that have not given their lives to you, Lord, as of yet, Lord God, but simply because of the connection that they have, Heavenly Father, to those that do know you, Lord God, and the family, Lord God. We thank you for the generational blessing, Lord God, that flows down, Lord God, to them, Father God. And thank you for that in advance for their salvation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that you wrap your loving arms around Gloria and that you keep her, Father, in all of her ways, Father God. Strengthen her in her area of weakness, Lord God. Manifest your healing, Lord, even as now she's dealing with bronchitis, Father God. Clear up her lungs and her, Lord God, respiratory passage, Lord God. Bring forth a miraculous healing to her body right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, Lord God. We lift up Cashmere Whitehurst to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to mold and shape this young woman, Lord God, into the woman of God that you will have for her to be, Lord God. We thank you for healing her body, Father, from the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet. We thank you, Lord God, that you give this young woman the desires of her heart, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Even as she goes into the workplace, Lord God, in the marketplace. Keep us safe, Father, from all hurt, all harm, and all danger, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, continue to give us the strength and the wisdom and, Lord God, the intellect to do everything that you've called for her to do. As she's seeking you, Lord, allow her to find you, Lord God, even in a greater way. Manifest yourself to her, Lord God, because your word says all you we have to do is ask, seek, and knock. And those that seek you will find you when they seek you with all their heart. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for keeping her, Lord God, for protecting her, Lord, for loving her, Lord God, for Heavenly Father, Lord God, again, manifesting, Lord God, your anointing upon Cashmere, Lord God, and allowing her, Lord God, to be able to walk forth in your kingdom, Father God, to do what thus saith the Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord God, for opening doors for that no man can close, and closing doors that no no man can open. And we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for her. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord God, I lift up to you the family of my sister, Sister Marcia McCree tonight, Father God. I thank you for her, Lord God. I thank you for her heart, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that she has a loving heart to be able to give, Lord God. So everything that she has given to others, Father God, you just pour back into her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her household, Father God. Bless her marriage, Father God. Bless her young son, Lord God. As you watch over, bless, protect, and keep him from all hurt, harm, and danger. Raising him up, Lord God, into the man of God that you've created for him to be, Father God. We ask, Lord God, that you bless her even in the workplace, Father God. Give her, Lord God, only your divine favor, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. If there is any need that she stand in of, Father, we pray physically, spiritually, Lord God, that you meet that financially, that you meet that need on her behalf, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise for her. We thank you, Lord God, as she has been a support to this ministry, Lord God. And yes, Lord, again, everything that she pours out to others, Lord God, pour back into her 100-fold, Father. Oh, yes, Lord, you've called for us to pray ye one for another, Father God. We lift up tonight, Lord God, as well to your mother, Pat Gallo, Father God, as she's celebrating her birthday. Thank you, Lord God, for giving her another year of life. We ask, Lord, that you bless her family, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, and that you keep her in all of her ways. We thank you, Lord God, that you manifest your healing power over her physical body, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that whatever need that she may stand in of, meet it, Father, exceedingly and abundantly do for all of your children, Lord God. Your word says that you will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or say. We pray, Lord God, for every name that I call, Lord, that you allow surely, according to Psalms 23, surely goodness and mercy shall follow the lives of all of those, Lord God, names that I called out, Father God, and their family members every day of their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Allow your perfect will to be done in and over and through their lives, Father God. Yes, Lord God, whatever needs, again, that they stand in need of, bless them, Father, and bless them indeed, Lord God. We love you, Lord. We know, Lord God, that there is absolutely nothing that is impossible for you, Father. So, Lord, in addition to our families, we lift up, Lord God, our churches. We lift up, Lord God, our communities. We lift up, Lord God, our towns, cities, and counties, and even this nation and world, Father God. Lord God, we rebuke the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Satan, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus comes against you. You have no place, no dominion, and no authority. We cast you down to the pit of hell where you came from because you are already a defeated foe in Jesus' name. We are the children of the Most High God, and greater is he that is on the inside of us than anything that is in this world. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing your people. Bless them in their going out and bless them in their coming in. Bless them in their rising and bless them in their rest, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father, we give you all the praise because you indeed are mighty, mighty, mighty good God. You're a great God. You're a faithful God. You're a God that delivers us from all situations and circumstances that are not of you. You are a God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that sits high but looks low and cares about that of what concerns us, Lord God. We thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we do, because you are such a faithful God for every prayer that has gone forth. We thank you for every person that has signed in and tuned into this broadcast, even those that have made the effort to tune in tonight, Lord. Meet them at their point of need. Honor, Lord God, their commitment to the things of God and to the kingdom of God.
Grant them, Lord God, the desires of their heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you, and we give you all the praise, and we give you all the honor, and we stand collectively in agreement with every prayer that has gone up tonight, Lord God. And it's in your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Praise God.
We're going to ask Pastor Jasper.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Pastor Jasper,
yes,
you will
yes,
pray.
Yeah, thank God
thank
for
you,
all
Jesus.
These.
Thank
the
you.
Water on the line. Praise God. Thank
Hallelujah.
God for you. You what a joy, what a blessing.
Thank
oh,
you,
my
Lord.
God, my God.
Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Praise God. And we come from James chapter 5. Oh, you almost got my verse. James chapter 5, verse
amen.
11.
Amen.
Behold, we count them happy which endure.
All right now. Thank
ye you have heard of the patience of Job
mm.
and have seen the end of the Lord.
All right.
That the Lord is very pitiful and tender mercy.
Mm-hmm.
God, tender mercy, God,
thank you, Lord.
God,
King
mercy.
King mercy.
Oh, my goodness. His compassion on you every morning, praise God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
God for his compassion. Thank God. Yes, God, tender mercy. Yes, he is. Praise God,
yes,
praise God.
Yes.
That's a prayer of perseverance, amen. I want to decree and declare that in your life that God is strengthening you to persevere each and every day, amen. Each
yes.
and every day of your life. You
yes.
are a child of the Most High God.
Yes.
You are a chosen generation. You
yes.
are a royal priesthood. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
You're somebody special, God. Amen. You're
oh,
very
yes.
special. God
oh,
knows
yes.
just where you are. Amen. He knows just
yes.
where you are at any given time. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for the prayer wall on the line. Amen.
Yes.
Bless
yes.
God. Minister Manley. Praise God. Bless her family. Elder Maddie Green. Praise God. Bless her family. Minister Kitchen Britt, praise God, bless his wife and family, praise God, amen.
Yes.
My wonderful, lovely wife, bless her, my beloved, praise God, Lord.
God,
and all the other people on the line, amen. We did get honor and glory to God. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for having the opportunity to pray on tonight, Father, Lord. Have
yes.
the opportunity to have intercession unto you, Father, Lord.
Yes.
To have communion with you, your communication with you, Father. To
yes.
commune with our Heavenly Father, amen.
Yes.
Thank God through Jesus Christ. We can commune with our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Jesus is our mediator, praise God. You and me, a man and woman, stand up for us. We can stand for ourselves, praise
yes.
God. We ain't got to go
yes.
before a priest. We are part of that priesthood.
Yes.
Priesthood
yes.
is us through Christ Jesus,
yes.
praise God. Lord, we thank God for his awesome mercy and grace on today, Lord. We thank God for the people, God, amen. All these great and mighty ambassadors for Christ, the great and mighty prayer world on the line on tonight. Oh,
yes.
God. Just listen yes. to the prayer from their heart, Father, Lord. We thank God for the
yes.
opportunity to pray on tonight, Father, Lord. Just have your way. Invest each of their life on this hour, Lord, their family, their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren. Heal their body, mind, and spirit, Father,
yes.
in Jesus' name. We thank God that God's in my house shall be a house of prayer, praise God, hallelujah.
Yes.
A house of prayer, a house of restoration, praise God,
yes.
a house of restoration, Lord Jesus, a house of reformation, praise God,
yes.
and a house of transformation. There'd be a house of rejoicing on today, Lord. Can
yes.
you rejoice by the great thing God has done in your life? Amen.
Yes.
Jesus is the same today and forever. Amen. He's the author and finisher of our faith, praise God. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning
yes.
and end. So, you know, in between, he's the beginning and he's the end, praise God. So we thank God that we can call upon our Savior, call upon Jesus, the Lordship of our life, call upon our Heavenly Father, Lord, in the given time. We thank God to lend our voice and our heart to the things of God.
Yes.
David said, Lord, create me a clean heart, Father.
Yes,
forgive me,
Lord.
Lord, for my sins. And create me a clean heart.
Yes,
you know, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your Holy Power, Lord, so I can do the great and mighty thing you call us to do. For this gospel
yes.
of the kingdom must be preached and teached, praise
yes.
God. We
yes.
pray for God to help you have kingdom men of God on this hour, Father God.
Yes.
Men have a heart and desire to committed to the things of God, to be dedicated to the wives and family, amen,
yes.
to love their wives and family, Lord,
yes.
and Jesus loved the church and gave his life for us, to love one another, amen, praise
yes.
God, and God called us to do so, to rise up, man, rise up, woman of God, amen,
yes.
rise up, woman of Proverbs chapter 31, wife,
yes.
mother, and young woman, amen, praise God, rise up and be counted for the things of God, that God may know your heart and know your spirit, amen, that we walk by faith, not by sight. We thank God for this
opportunity of prayer, amen, to go out to the nation. Pray for our neighbors, amen. Pray for our nation, praise God. Pray that God break down every stronghold in this region, in this community, Lord, and wherever you are, your family members, your sons and your daughter, your grandchildren, in Jesus' name, Father. Today, have a heart to serve God, to pray for their salvation, amen. Today, we have a renewed mind, heart, and spirit. We break up the few oppression and depression, Father, in Jesus' name. We rebuke suicide, Father, in Jesus' name, Father. Yes. Through the blood of Jesus, amen. Break up the fire of the ground, Father, Lord. Restore their hearts and minds back to the things of God and have the mind of Christ in their life, amen. To yes. Keep them strong, keep them comfort, and give them a soundness of mind, Father. But God has not given the spirit of fear.
Yes.
But power, he great agape love and a sound mind. Praise God! We thank God for that soundness of mind on this hour. Amen. We need it each and every day.
Yes.
Soundness of mind. Praise God! On our job, in our home, in on the marketplace, wherever we go, we need the soundness of the mind of Christ in our life. And pray for our family. Amen. Pray for our children, for our grandchildren, for our great great grandchildren. Amen. Pray, bless them, guide and keep them, Lord. Each and every one on the line on tonight, Father. We pray. And pray for the young people on tonight, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the people. Pray for Tony for his salvation, Lord. Tony Green. Pray for Vanessa Green for her salvation, praise God.
Yeah.
Pray for Timothy Green for their salvation, Lord. Pray for Gloria White for healing her body, mind, spirit, in Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
Elder Green, pray to heal her body, Lord. Restore and strengthen her as a woman of God, amen.
Yeah.
Pray for Minister Manley, Lord. Her husband Rick, bless them, God, keep them, Father, and their family, and their children, their grandchildren, Father, Lord. Melissa Hilton and Britt, bless them, God, and keep them, Lord. Protect them, him, his wife, and family, Lord. In Jesus' name, pray for Ma Britt, Lord, on tonight, Father, Lord, for her and Nicole, Lord, bless their house, Lord. Pray for their salvation, Father, Lord. D. Britt, Lord Jesus, amen. Bless them, God, and keep them, Lord Jesus. Lord, McCree family, Lord, Marsha. Roger, Lord, RJ, bless them, God, and keep them, Lord. Pray for their salvation. Amen. Pray for them. Pray for Casimir, Lord. Bless her. Heal her mind, body, and spirit, Father, Lord. Mother Pat, God, Lord, bless her house, oh Lord. Bless them, God, and keep them. They're traveling this hour. Pray for saving grace to be upon them, Lord. Pray for, Lord, that your angel watch over them, Lord. God, protect them, Lord. They travel this hour, Lord. That they return back home safely, Father, Lord.
Yeah.
We pray for all those on the line on tonight, Lord. They're hearing their broadcast, Lord. They go out to the airway. Bless them, God, and keep them, Father, in your help and strength. Pray for Ella Lisa, Strayhorn, her husband, Michael. Bless God, keep the household, Father, Lord. Pray for Prophet Cecile Cushing, Lord. Bless God, heal her body, strengthen her, Father, Lord. And bless the Lord, open the door for their home, Father, Lord. Work out things good on that avenue for them, Father, Lord. We praise you, we thank you, we glorify your holy name, Father, Lord. Just have your way, let your will be done. And we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for those prayer warriors, Lord, for those ambassadors of Christ, for those people of God on this hour, Lord. Them, Lord, bless and guide, keep and protect you, Lord, to continue to be overcoming for Christ, continue to have victory in the things of God, Lord, throughout their livelihood, Father. And we praise you and we thank you, Lord. Bless them going out and bless them coming in, Father, Lord, and have their way in their life. We give honor, glory, and praise unto you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Jasper, as well for that powerful prayer. We thank God as we've gone over just a little bit, but we thank God for every prayer warrior that you thought it not robbery to come to be able to lift up these petitions before our Lord, before Savior Jesus Christ, before our Almighty God, to pray a hedge of protection. Oh, yes, Lord. Around. Amen. 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 To pray that hedge of protection around the people of the Lord to keep us safe around this nation and around this world. So we again thank God for you, and we will not close out the broadcast. Well, just assuming that everybody on the line tonight is saved, we want to extend the opportunity for salvation, because you need to get to know and be able to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. If you don't know him, it will be the most important decision, an eternal, everlasting decision, the most important decision you would make in your life. And so Romans 10:9-10 just makes it so plain. It says, if you just confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. So a simple prayer that says, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ came to this earth and lived and died and was resurrected for my sins. I believe, Lord Jesus, that you are the Son of the living God. I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I want to live my life for the rest of my life for you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and lead and guide me every day from this forth. I receive you as Lord and Savior of my life, both now and forevermore. And if you just pray but a simple prayer as that, we welcome you tonight.
Amen.
Into the kingdom of God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Your life, oh, yes, you have now made an eternal decision.
Amen.
That you know that you will be absent from the body, is present with the Lord. And when the Lord returns, your ascension is sure. You know where you will be spending eternity.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
so we just thank God. We give God again all the praise and honor and glory for you tonight. Thank you for our prayer warriors, everyone on the line. Go forth and have an awesome rest of this week.
And to God be all the glory.
We love you.
And
God have
bless.
A blessed night. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, have me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, heals me when I'm broken. Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken.
Where I've been
weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
The whole world. Savior of the
whole. Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes
I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You said, he's mighty.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Because
he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh, my God is.
My God is all.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. No.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
You Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Now they writing to even encourage each other. That's okay. Wow. Yeah. Maddie says, praise to God and Lord Jesus for the opportunity to lift him up in prayer. Praise the Lord for all the ministers and Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst for opening up the broadcast to do his work. God bless you. And then Hilton says, thank you, Pastors Whitehurst, for hosting the sweet hour of prayer. May the Lord Jesus continue to bless your labors. And thanks to Elder Maddie Green and Minister Gretchen Manley, prayers. The Lord Jesus bless and keep each of you. That's so sweet. That's so beautiful. As they encourage one another now. That's it. That's all right now. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, it is. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Nehemiah, Jeremiah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all those people, man, and Sarah, and Esther, all of them. Come on down here, Mary, all of them. Come on out here. Come on down here, Mr. Tree. Get on the tree. We can't thank you, Lord. Just Lord, thank you. For his spirit, and I still the tree. Still the tree, his glory.
Amen.
He still holds up. He ain't getting back.
Amen. Less than the Azusa at the Azusa Street. There's so many people, the Holy Spirit, that's be drawing people. God, we don't believe for that.
Get out, carry my family morning time. It's best in evening time, but I haven't that chemical work that can put this in, cut some things off, put some fire out here and now, cut some things there too. Those things you can work on.
So, what are you for?
What's that? Can you give me a different color spot for them? It's called photo box. Yeah. Photo. You got one, two, three, photo, and one peeping out. It's a photo box.
Oh, you
just
make
a
stuff
up. Photo box. Okay. Can you tell me, man? Talk to you.
Can you
tell
me?
I can't glory, though.
Yeah.
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 I don't know.
Oh. And your
trucks, yeah, pictures so they can call back. They don't try to leave and call in, so we know they're serious about it. You know,
I'm still on.
You got never had 9 years, so I can never, but I'm afraid that get those things out of change.